Reality Check Radio. Learn by listening. In this series, you will hear the audio straight from a training evolution, interview, or gear evaluation in 7 to 15 minute microbursts. Powered by Hank Hayes, CEO of NLB Tactical and Intuitive Self-Protection, these companies have been training law enforcement and military at the special operations level since 1998. Let's jump in.
Today we're going to talk about getting our blade into play, but we have to work in the context of how that happens, because someone just doesn't come up on you and it develops, right? It develops. So let's talk about it. My name's Hank Hayes, Intuitive Self-Protection and NLB Tactical. Okay, so let's talk about transitional spaces. So when you transition from your car to work, from your car to the market, from your car to a store, from your car to home, and then from those places back to the car, that's when you're gonna be vulnerable. That's when people often have their face in their phone and they're not paying attention. This is when you should be at a heightened level of awareness. And what I'm gonna suggest to you, and quite often people have their keys in their hand, would not necessarily suggest putting everything away, because this is a great tool that you can have. Okay, so now let's talk about it. Bogey shows up. It's gonna take you a second to deploy your weapon, your edge weapon, and get it out into play, but you have your keys out. So you can use your natural flinch response to then get by that space, by that 2 seconds in time, and then index to your blade, get the blade out, and then get into work with that blade, right? So typically, you can go for a high strike, or you can go for a low strike, but you'll use this to buy the time to do what you want to do, and then you want to get gone. So let's break that down again. So we're gonna use this, however you wanna use that, to buy time to post. That post sets up your index, right? So now, oftentimes we say do a move, remove garment, center line sweep, get an index on that blade. As you can see here, I'm using my thumb to get an index on that blade. That simply means finding your natural rest point to build a grip. The next thing you do is build a grip on that blade. So now I build a grip on the blade and I bring it out into my hand. Now I'm gonna deploy it and then I'm gonna get to work on it. Depending on what he's doing, you can cut yourself away or you can cut underneath. And then you're gonna wanna get gone. Let's talk about something very important first. We do not initiate anything. This is when all options have been exhausted or we have precious cargo that we have to cover down for. We want to make that abundantly clear. So again, you're going to buy that time, you're going to post, you're going to index, you're going to grip, you're going to deploy, you're going to deploy that blade, get a solid grip, and then get to work however you want to get to work. That's a whole other section of how you want to work that blade. Get going, and you are to safety, or you're going to cover down for your people. Hank Hayes, Intuitive Self-Protection. Please like, share, subscribe. You can find us at intuitivesp.com and on all our social channels. Ciao.
As you heard, this is audio from the live filmed events. To get a more complete learning experience, go watch the video. The links are provided below. To take your learning to the next level and get free training and massive discounts on gear and live events, hop on the ISP mailing list. We ask if you found value in your experience with us to please connect on all our social media platforms. Like, share, and subscribe. Until we connect again, keep your head on a swivel. Be safe. Intuitive Self-Protection and NLB signing off.